With you know, Devin went down in the game the other day, and I guess it's unknown, you know, what his status would be. It kind of puts you in the position of being, you know, almost like the elder statesman of the cornerbacks. What do you think of that?
I don't know. I just go out there and do my job, you know, do what's expected of me. And I mean, we're all, you know, we played enough games now into the season. We're all experienced. Well, not some more than others, but I mean, we all have enough games under our belt to go out there, you know, do what's asked of us.
How can you carry over the performance and success that you guys had the other night into the next game and kind of string together solid defensive performance?
That's, like you said, that's what we're looking for now. It's consistency. So, I mean, just keep trying to follow the blueprint somewhat as far as, you know, the work ethic, the preparation, and the focus and everything we did last week. Just try to do the same thing and build these weeks together and try to go out there and play some good football.
With more than a full year as a starter now, I mean, how much more comfortable are you out there with your defensive role right now than you might have been a year ago?
I would say that's a fair assessment. I mean, it takes a few games, I guess. You know, if I was being in my position, you know, not really playing too many defensive snaps coming into the league, you know, being a special team, especially in person, I mean, but I mean, whenever your number is called, you just have to adapt to your role and, you know, just be ready. Just go out there and prepare, like if you're from a special teamer now and not getting many defensive offensive snaps. You always have to prepare like you're going to be out there.
What do you mean in terms of being a leader?
Just lead. As far as I go speak for myself, and I just lead with my my play. People know I'm not the most vocal person on the field, and so I just try to, you know, let my play do the talking.
Does your preparation change for teams you don't really see that often? Are you watching more film, or is there anything different that goes into that?
We watch the same amount of film. It's just that we have to. As far as when we're here in the facility, yeah, we watch the same amount of film regardless. But I mean, you know, it's up to you as a player. You know, when you're at home, time away from the facility, you got to put in those extra hours, like you said, with unfamiliar foes like that.
Kyle, you said that by your own admission, you don't do a lot of talking. You're not very vocal on the field, but you still have a lot of new faces in that secondary. Do you find yourself at least having to, you know, guide them when they ask?
Oh yeah, definitely. I talked to Julian when he came on the field. Those few snaps at the end of the game, you know, I got him lined him up in the right spot. You know, I got his back, and it was the same way for me out there. You know, when, you know, James and Merriweather were here, it was the same way with me. You know, when I was out there last year. So I mean, that's the great thing about this team. You know, we have each other's back.
What kind of a challenge is it this week, with not a whole lot of film on their quarterback, Tyler Palco, to prepare for their offense and for what they might do?
It's a huge challenge for us. So we just have to do our best for the film that we do have and then and prepare so.
And as far as their wideouts, Dwayne Bowe obviously has a few years under his belt. Breston new this year, even the rookie Baldwin. I mean, what do you know about their wideouts?
They're big. Big, tall, physical, and they can run. And so we just had to prepare for that. Try to be physical as well with them, and you know, just execute the game plan.
How does the field change when he's a lefty?
You know, certain things with the offense will, you know, adapt with the, you know, with the left-hand quarterback, you know, with the then a right, obviously, and things like that.